2 weeks ago, David Burkholder was here and he'd shared on hope. And he inspired some thoughts and some questions. One of them being, is it right for us, well, is it a proper perspective to have, to look forward to heaven and all the time and that be the only hope that keeps us going? And as I was thinking about that, I thought of several different passages where we have examples where people have given lessons on looking forward to heaven and anticipating heaven. And I thought of in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it's talking about the cloud of witnesses before us, and then it brings out Jesus as the ultimate witness. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. And there I was blessed with the perspective it gives that Jesus went through this pain that he did for the sake of heaven, which is the restoration of relationships with us as humans. And he did it he didn't do it because he had to, and he didn't do it because he was obligated to in any way, but he wanted to have the blessing of heaven with us there, and that was the only way to do it. And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, 1 Corinthians 15:19. We have Paul, I think it's Paul talking anyway. Excuse me. And he says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Another example of where we are called to look to heaven for inspiration and encouragement, that this life isn't the only thing we have here, and that there's a whole lot more to be looking forward to. I don't think it stops there, though, with just looking forward to heaven. I think as we look forward to heaven, it will change our perspective of how we live in this life. 2 Peter 3, verse 12 brings that out pretty clearly. Second Peter 3, verse 12 says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the God, wherein the heavens on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. It's part of another discussion, but the part that it stood out to me was hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord. And I think the way that we can do that here is by bringing heaven to earth. Every part of that we look forward to in heaven is something that we can experience here right now. So I want to think about that a little bit. How can we bring heaven to earth? And as we look forward to heaven, we recognize that it's holiness and purity in heaven that is the ultimate. And it's the presence of God. And so I would like to encourage all of us to look forward to heaven to the point that it affects the way we live now, and strive to bring heaven to earth and to encourage each other by living in holiness, striving for holiness that we want to have in heaven. Anything that we experience in this life that is a blessing doesn't last. But the things that we experience in this life that are a foretaste of heaven are just the beginning. And those are the things we should strive for. I was thinking a little bit about, it reminded me a little bit of when we have choir practices. Often, honestly, don't really feel like going to the choir practice, but every time I think of going to the choir practice, I'm thinking about the programs, which is what I look forward to. The programs also come to an end, but they're perhaps a small picture of what heaven is like. And so that is, every time I go to a choir practice, I'm thinking about those programs where I want to do the very best that I can. And that is what inspires me to do my very best in a choir practice. And I hope that we can all live our lives that way, that this life is not heaven, but it can be like heaven in a small way and make us long more for heaven. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4 has been a blessing to me. I was just thinking about this the last couple of weeks. So I'd like to read it now in closing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Maybe you'll all be blessed and comforted.